This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. In Afghanistan, the Taliban have fired gunshots to break up a rally in Kabul. We're hearing they've arrested several Afghan journalists who were covering the demonstration. There are still about 100 Americans in Afghanistan who want to get out, says Secretary of State Tony Blinken. And this morning, he said the U.S. is working with the Taliban, nonprofit groups, and others on this.
We're working around the clock with NGOs, with members of Congress, and advocacy groups, providing any and all information and doing all we can to clear any roadblocks that they've identified, to make sure that charter flights carrying Americans or others to whom we have a special responsibility can depart Afghanistan safely.
President Biden leaves shortly for New York and New Jersey, where he will see the storm damage for himself. The AP's Julie Walker.
Biden starts out in New Jersey around noon, where he'll get a briefing in Hillsborough Township before touring Manville. Then it's on to New York's borough of Queens for another tour around 4. At least 50 people were killed in 6 eastern states as record rainfall last week overwhelmed rivers and sewer systems. Some people were trapped in fast-filling basement apartments and cars or were swept away as they tried to escape. The storm also spawned several tornadoes.
France is putting 20 men on trial accused in the Islamic State group's 2015 attacks on Paris that left 130 people dead and hundreds injured. AP correspondent Lori Hinnant is in Paris.
That same cell later went on to strike Brussels. So this trial is not only going to touch on what happened in Paris, but also what was planned in Brussels. It is a huge undertaking. It's taken nearly 6 years to pull together.
The Caldor fire is 48% contained. Residents of South Lake Tahoe, California, are beginning to return to their homes. This is AP News. You may remember him from the HBO drama series The Wire. The actor Michael K. Williams has died. AP correspondent Oscar Wells Gabriel has a look back.
Michael K. Williams told The Late Show in 2016 he found it ironic that he got props for playing Omar in The Wire, a person that he said would probably have taken his lunch money as a kid. Williams described himself as a corny kid from the projects of New York City who had low self-esteem and a need to be accepted. Even after stardom, Williams told the AP in 2018 he needed to find a way to channel his energy in a more positive way.
I was angry and I had a lot of energy. I was very angry. A lot of my anger was turned inward. You know, I hurt myself a lot.
Williams was found dead in his New York apartment yesterday. He was 54 years old. His death being investigated as a possible drug overdose. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.